Well, I mean, I think the girls that are models now, that's just their body. I think, you know, just like, did fashion celebrate thinness more? That's a different question. I mean, because you can't fault the models for that. Those girls are just thin girls. Like, even Kate Moss is thin. She eats. I've seen her eat. She's thin. I think that fashion, though, it's all about extreme in a way, and it's also a kind of an, it has to change. It's constantly in flux. So, you know, it's just fashion. It's just fashion. That's what I feel about it.
But fashion does get blamed often for encouraging eating disorders.
Yeah, I think that's like a little bit of a stretch. But I don't know. I'm not an expert. I'm certainly not one of the people that they've ever blamed because I'm not super skinny. So, you know, I think that people want to find something to fault. I think an eating disorder is way more than a girl looking at a magazine and seeing a picture of a skinny model. I think maybe that's one tiny piece of the puzzle, but I think it's a lot more about self-esteem.
There was a time when everybody talked of the supermodels not getting out of bed for £10,000, for
Yeah.
less than £10,000. Was that
Linda
true?
probably regrets the day that she said that. Did she say pounds or dollars?
Dollars,
Anyway,
probably.
yeah, I think she said dollars. Well, I mean, I don't know what she was talking about, but she was, I mean, anyway, that was a crazy thing to say. You know, the thing that the misperception is that, you know, if every time you do a Vogue cover or something like that, you don't really make any money. And then there's other times where you're doing a big advertising campaign, a cosmetic commercial or something where you make a ton of money. And maybe it averages out. I don't quite know what the going rate is for everybody else. I think that we all make choices. Obviously, you know, when I make decisions now about what I'm going to do, money is one consideration, but it's not the only nor the greatest. I mean, it's like, does this fit with my image and the brand, my brand and the other brands that I'm already associated with?
Would you consider yourself a feminist?
You know, I guess in some ways, but I also feel like people of my generation, I didn't grow up thinking I had to prove that I was equal to boys. I just assumed I was because of the feminists before me. I never felt like that I had to be that cause. I mean, do I feel women should earn the same amount of money as men for the same job? Absolutely.